Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm like an apostle that saw Jesus walk on water.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Satterfield out here losing fools.
And James Strebel.
You like to just stay how you are.
No, I like learning.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You liked that, didn't you?
I love it. Did you self-report, Coach? Yes, we self-reported the very next day.
With all intent and purpose, right?
So now you know why Dino thought he had a case, because they hadn't self-reported, but they reported the very next day. That's great. That's great stuff.
The haymaker.
Hall of Fame Dan Issel, baby.
You can't say bleep, man. It's Dan Issel.
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. 5 o'clock hour is right now. Rick Bozich from WDRB going to join us here in just a second. A friendly reminder, the 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by our good friends at Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. I'm going to have to run over to Evergreen tomorrow, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I got to get some bourbon for the weekend.
What do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing.
There's nothing to get some bourbon.
Bourbon. That's what I'm doing this weekend.
A cigar, too?
That's not totally my thing.
I like the one.
Plus, I don't know what to get. Like, if I'm going bourbon or I'm going craft beer, I know what to get.
Sure.
I don't know what to get, so I would need like process to help me along.
Right, or Louis Rabeau, maybe. Yeah, he's a cigar guy. Yeah.
You know, Louis's got things going on.
He does. He's busy.
You don't worry about my relationship with Louis Rabeau, who I still feel like no one knows. So when you bring that up, there's nobody that knows that. Hey, quickly, let me tell you about UPS Jobs. To address a competitive hiring climate in the Louisville area, UPS is going to offer a retention and attendance bonus for this year, 2021. Starting pay is $14.50 per hour. Employees on select shifts will also receive an additional $300 weekly attendance bonus. And $125 if you're on the Sunday through Thursday shift. That's $425 in weekly bonuses for select shifts. It's a great deal. Learn how you can graduate debt-free today. UPSJobsKY.com. Rick Bozich joins us from WDRB every Thursday here at 5 o'clock. Rick, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I didn't know there were Donovan Mitchell haters in the building.
Listen, this is Mitch. This is not me. I want to steer clear
We've
of this.
We've already talked about it.
Okay, good. I mean, I don't know what to do with them. It's one of the worst local opinions. Rick, what was your worst take? Let's add, because this is going to go down as Mitch's worst take.
Yeah.
What was your worst opinion that you wrote about through many years with the Courier and WDRB?
Oh, there's a bunch of them that jump out. I remember one time I went to a UofL basketball scrimmage. Red-white game or something, and watched Samardo Samuels play really well and wrote something about how he kind of reminded me of Wes Unseld. So I'd like to take that back.
That's a good one.
I think a lot of people did that when they used to do the open run like you're talking about with Jared Schwapshire got a lot of that he was going to be the next Tayshaun Prince or something like that.
Josh Carrier, Kentucky.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of bad opinions. Well, I guess it's good that you don't have like one that just like sticks to you.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, that's good. You can say that for the mixtape as well, Mitch. So anyway, Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. College football playoff expansion. The drama the last couple days. Now we know we're going to 12 teams. We'll work out the particulars from there. What do you make of it?
Man, they've gotten religion on this playoff. They fought it for years and years and years and four, and now they're not even going to stop at 6 or 8. They're going straight to 12. I'd like to be thinking about it as they've realized it's what fans want and probably players want, but I'm sure there's a big component of it is after the last year and the financial challenges they faced that this is the quickest direction to get more money. I like the 12 teams. I like the setup where you still do give four teams. I guess they're the four highest-rated conference champs, and Notre Dame won't get one of those spots that get a bye and then would have to win, what, three games to win it all? Is that correct?
Yep.
And everybody else has
the
to
only issue. The only issue, Rick, is, and this is going to be the issue, is, you know, those other teams, even though they have to play another game, they're going to get that home game. So Alabama, they're number one in the country. Clemson, they're number two in the country. When you get to the quarterfinals, you're going to be at these bowl sites. You're going to be in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in Pasadena.
Right.
You're going to be in Indianapolis. You're going to be at all these different places. And, I mean, which is great. I mean, it's one less game. But if Texas A&M plays, you know, Wisconsin, I keep using that as an example, one of those teams is going to get a massive 100,000 people in attendance gate off of that.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder if that's part of the financial component of it, though, that a chunk of that money has to go into the playoff pool, not go
right.
to school. I don't know. But the number one thing I like about it is, you know, for years, you've always, when the season starts, you never have really felt that any of the local teams had a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, maybe the 1 year when Lamar was here, before they went down to Houston and laid that egg.
About six
but
weeks.
Now this,
we had six weeks, six, 7 weeks.
Yeah, this creates, you know, a path that one of the local teams, if they're playing well and things go their way, can make the playoff. It's not just going to be Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Oregon, and Notre Dame, or, you know, whatever team, I've forgotten that Georgia sometimes squeezes in there. Some other teams are at least going to have a chance to feel like they're part of the party, and I think that's good for the game.
Who do you, Rick Bozich with us, who do you think, which local school benefits the most, the expansion going to 12 in your mind?
That's a great question. I mean, you could argue in some ways it's Kentucky, because I think the SEC is the most likely league to get multiple teams into the party, like, you know, like three or even four. And I think that a lot of roads have been closed to Kentucky for so long, in part because they weren't good enough, but even after they've gotten better, you feel like they're always going to be blocked by Alabama or Georgia or LSU or whoever. So I'd say in some ways Kentucky.
I guess the other argument would be Indiana would have been in it last year, right?
Again,
Indiana football's been a joke. We'll see if that can continue them not being a joke. That would be the argument for IU. And the argument that I said when I brought this up and we talked about this the last couple days, the answer to this question until maybe now has been Louisville. I mean, the ACC is not the
right.
SEC. You don't have to beat Clemson to get in. But then it goes back to Louisville football needs to get things going, right? The way we talked about them when they had those teams that were in contention, perennial top 15 teams, 25 teams, whatever. So I think the answer has been Louisville until recently.
Right.
It's kind of muddied the waters to where if you picked any of the three local schools, I'm not sure you're right or wrong. I think it's a good conversation, I guess.
Yeah, hey, it's a really good conversation, and I agree with you. I mean, until the sagging of the end of the Petrino era, it would have been Louisville. But what we don't know is, I mean, with six at-large teams, I always come back to the belief that the SEC does really well in these rankings in the rankings they've done with the playoff people. I mean, the SEC
they're getting four teams in. Some years they're getting four teams in. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, they're getting at
no
least
doubt.
Three and probably four. They are, because they know that. They play quality football year in and year out, and I think in some ways Kentucky could benefit from that.
Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680-1057. I am stunned, and again, this is not done. Not all the particulars are out there. You mentioned the split of money, and we need to know a lot more, obviously. But just to speculate, Notre Dame has been very proud they're not in a conference on the football side, and now they would not be able to get one of those four coveted buys. Now, they would get a home game if they make it at five, you know, so I guess, again, we don't know what the true value there is going to be. But Notre Dame, they have their AD is part of this committee. Notre Dame believes they are the sport or bigger than the sport. They've got everything they've always wanted. When they said, yeah, we'll be half pregnant with the ACC. ACC, hey, it's a great idea. We love to play you and give you 4 or 5 games a year. So them not having a chance to get a double bye, at least right now, to me, that is absolutely stunning, Rick.
Yeah, I mean, it's evidence that Notre Dame doesn't have the its leverage has shrunk year after year after year. And, you know, they haven't won a national championship now, what, since 88? Is that when it was? 87, 88? Holtz,
yeah,
that year with Holtz.
Yeah.
Tony Rice and Rocket Ishmael and all those guys that a lot of people that are listening don't even remember. But, you know, they got boxed in and got a break last year when the ACC let them compete in the league. But I think the rest of college football, they have fewer and fewer allies, and you know this is the way it's going to be. And
I can't believe it.
Maybe it'll
I just
force
can't
them
believe
to join
it.
The ACC. I don't know that it will. I am of the belief that they're going to, under Swarbrick, that it'll be another athletic director or two before they'll finally give in and give up their independent status because it means so much to them.
Yeah, and I mean, it feels like they're being penalized because of it. They've never been penalized, never. Rick, this is to me, it is I know I'm making a bigger deal. I'm just stunned because when they want to do their thing on TV, they get to do it. When they get boxed in the corner like last year, I mean, the ACC, of course, was going to let them. You know, they're already kind of a partner. Of course, they were going to let them be part of the conference and everything else. I'm stunned. And there's years where they are a top four team. And I do respect many years their schedule, whether it has, you know, crap teams in the ACC or good teams from the ACC. They always have a respectable schedule. And I'm not even totally a Notre Dame hater. I'm just surprised that they would not get something that completely covers them right now. Because, like you said, the SEC is going to have 3-4 teams in it. They're going to be okay. They're going to be covered, Rick. Notre Dame's not, and I can't remember the last time that was the case. I just can't. I'm shocked by it still.
Well, I'll be curious because I think isn't the press conference on this, is it going on now or an hour from now? I'm not sure. I got the press release a little while ago, and Swarbrick's one of the guys on the press conference, and I'm sure he's going to get hammered on that, especially I think it was Tony Barnhart from Atlanta that brought it up quickly. It's the two things that one of the two things that jumped out at him were was that Notre Dame couldn't get one of the four byes. But, you know, let's be honest. Notre Dame, for all the bells and whistles that they have, for all the fans they have, and I grew up going to Notre Dame games because my uncle played football there, and I've followed Notre Dame my whole life. They haven't won. I mean, when they've gotten in the playoffs over the last decade or even the BCS stuff, now they've not only lost, they've lost big. So they don't have the juice that they used to have. They don't. And so, you know, this is part of the new reality they're going to have to swallow.
Yeah, it's going on. I think it started 5 o'clock. So I'm just going to I'll scroll through Twitter and see if there's anything, excuse me, that I can glean from it. Rick Bozich with us from WDRB. It's The Take. It's a 5 o'clock hour. What did you make of the Luke McCaffrey news earlier this week?
I laughed. I never thought he was that good in the first place. I mean, Nebraska hasn't been very good, and he couldn't win the job there. His interception total in Nebraska was bad, and, you know, I guess it's better off that he leaves now after he's here for a while, but it's also symptomatic, I guess, of, you know, guys. I think we're going to see a lot of it, not only because the portal's open, but everybody that's gotten recruited in the last year has primarily gotten recruited on Zoom, and once they get somewhere and see where they're at, I think you're going to have some people that have second thoughts.
Yeah, that's a good point. What was your favorite Luke McCaffrey moment? do you have one, this memorable?
My favorite Luke McCaffrey moment was when I think I had to call Athlon Sports to tell him to put his name in the preview because he transferred in late after the deadline.
Oh, no. And then hey, that's not your fault. You didn't know this was going to happen. You didn't know this. You didn't know that he was going to leave after 4 days or whatever.
I didn't hear all the. He was scared away by Malik Cunningham and Evan Conley. Is that what happened?
He's not. Well, I mean, I doubt Evan Conley. But I mean, I have no Rick. I have no idea. I don't know what he was told in the recruitment process. I don't know where he will pivot to. We've all assumed that Malik's a quarterback, right? I mean, I just when he joined,
yeah,
I was thinking, okay.
Let's be honest, if you're wanting to play at a Power Five or school, Louisville's one of the better quarterback rooms you can go into. I mean, Cunningham didn't have a great year last year, and if you're any good at all,
and that's
you're
it.
A competitor, I would think you'd be able to come in here and think you could win the job. So it's not a sign of much self-confidence.
The Louisville quarterback room, even if they bring somebody in, to me, it's the number one story. And, I mean, obviously we'll talk about the Kentucky quarterbacks and Liam Cohen and everything else. But this the quarterbacks, to me, are finally interesting. Last year, obviously, they were not interesting. What does Kentucky do? New OC and everything else. And Louisville, they lose Luke McCaffrey, and he wasn't good, okay? Your boy Jack Grossman crushed him, Rick. You would have loved it. He said he sucked and called him names, and he watched him against Indiana and everything else. But, I mean, Louisville now, their depth, their ability to recruit that position, I would be worried if I were a Louisville fan. Listen, Kentucky fans have been petrified of Stoops in the quarterback. To me, it's the number one question is Scott Satterfield needs to get quality quarterbacks, and right now that room, I feel like it's thin, and I don't feel like it's very strong right now.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, Cunningham obviously his play's been very uneven. The turnovers were awful last year. But if he gets hurt, then it really gets scary because Conley is okay. I mean, but he really isn't any more of a backup.
He's a backup. Yeah, he's a backup.
Right, he's a backup. He doesn't have elite athleticism. He doesn't have elite arm strength. He doesn't have elite size. I mean, he was going to go to App State, and I know App State was good when Satterfield was there, but he wasn't like Louisville flipped him away from an SEC or another ACC school. So, you know, he's... And with Webb leaving and then Purdy flipping away from them on signing day, it's not been a good situation in the quarterback. I agree with you.
Yeah, TJ Lewis is a freshman. To expect him to come in and play, the kid from Georgia Southern is going to be a gadget player, wide receiver, so that's not in the mix. And again, I didn't think much of Luke McCaffrey other than it brings back up the narrative that there seems to be a little bit of a struggle here. And I don't even get it. It's an offensive guy. Louisville has a great history through a number of coaches and a number of different styles. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's an NFL quarterback and played in the most, you know, Charlie Strong's more conservative than, you know, Rush Limbaugh. I don't know. I was trying to think of a conservative pundit. Maybe one that's not dead would have probably been the way to go. But anyway, also, I'm looking on
Louisville's
Twitter.
Quarterback tradition go ahead. Is phenomenal. You go back, you know,
decades.
Both Broms. I mean, I wouldn't say top 10 in the country, but they're top 25 in terms of the country in the quarterback dudes that we watch play go through here. And it's, and then the last two have been among the best, Bridgewater and Jackson. And then you fall off to this. And yeah, there's reason to be alarmed.
Yeah, I just to me it would be that's how you even things out if you're Louisville by having a quarterback that can ball, right? I mean, you may not be as big in the trenches, you may not have the recruiting class, but having a quarterback that can be special in big moments in a couple games can win you and can really change a 7-win season or a 9-win season, a 6-win season or an 8-5, you know, 8-4 with a chance to win 9 games or something like that. By the way, here's what Jack Swarbrick said on this teleconference call. You ready for this?
Yes,
he
sir.
Says, quote, "I look forward to never hearing again about how we played one less game or don't have a conference championship."
So that's the word, because they don't have to play in a conference championship game. They're going to assume their extra playoff game is that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still stunned, and that all can be fixed by Jack Swarbrick if he joined the ACC.
Yeah.
All of that entire narrative would vanish, honestly. Advantage. Oh, how silly is that? Rick Bozich with us. What did you make? You were on the call today with Jared West. Haven't read your article you just put up at WDRB. He was like way too nice to the media, and I mean that in a good way. He's not supposed to be nice to the media gas bags. What did you think of him today?
He was impressive. He, not only that, in terms of his, you know, being personable and, you know, recognizing, saying hi to everybody and all that stuff, but I mean, his answers were, I thought, thoughtful, and he listened to the questions and gave, you know, tried to give people, I think, what they were asking about instead of, you know, short
3 or 4 word sentences. I mean, he was good. He admitted that when I asked him about, you know, the change in going from Conference USA up to the ACC, what the challenges would be, but he talked about how important leadership was to him, and he's very self-aware that at 5'11", he had to create a niche for himself to be a great defensive player, and that's what he was. I thought he was very impressive.
Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Last one, you wrote the article, a couple days ago or so on DJ Wagner, and that's going to be a recruitment we watch around here. Louisville and Kentucky, I don't know if Kentucky, you would say, would have a better chance to get him. I'm sure that would probably be the case. Did you learn anything, or what did you learn, I guess, by writing that article? And obviously that's going to be something we talk about here for the next year or two.
Well, I've talked to Milt about his grandson for several years, and actually went out and saw him play when he was maybe in seventh grade in a tournament out of J-Town, so I have seen him play. But the guy who really blew me away, and he made the strongest comments, was Purvis. Mm-hmm. And Purvis has grown into this AAU kingpin. I mean, he developed one program, and now he left, and he's developed this other program outside of Philadelphia, which is New Jersey Scholars. And he's got the team that DJ Wagner plays on has three, Purvis said top 25. I think it's two top 25, and then a third kid's top 50 players in the 23 class. And they're going down to the Peach Jam, and that's going to be the first big moment when college coach is going to be out there. So it's going to be fun to watch how it develops, and makes me feel old that we're talking about Milt Wagner's grandson and Purvis being an AAU kingpin, but that's what I learned.
DJ Wagner or Reed Shepard, which one will you do the most content on, do you think, out of those two? How about that? There you go.
I'd love to see Reed Shepard play. He's, what's he rated, like in the 50s or 60s in that class?
Yeah, his offers obviously are going to be less, at least right now, than Wagner. I don't know. Who knows where that ends? Yeah, I mean, I think he might have an Iowa offer. He's had some official, unofficial visits, like to Louisville. I know what, I think Patino offered him.
Tubby and Patino both offer him already?
Yeah, I think the smaller place, like High Point, he's had some smaller, offers, but I don't know. If you think he's top 60 now, you would imagine that only goes up. So, I mean, I think he's going to have, legit, I don't know about Kentucky, but I think he's going to have Power 5 offers, obviously, but I have no idea. I've never seen him play. I have no idea at all.
40's seen him, and I've talked to 40, and he did that article on him, and 40 thinks he's legit. And I've talked to a Division I college head coach who's seen him play, who says he's legit. And I know that Shepard played for an AAU team that played up in Indy like last month, and I saw some video of it, and I haven't heard anybody say he's overhyped. So I think he's going to be a guy we are going to be talking about a lot over the next 2 years, and hopefully, that Lloyd Gardner gets him in King of the Bluegrass, because that was taxpayer deal every night. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you can get Camden here, but if you could get Camden here, and if you play North Laurel, is that where Shepard plays?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Get those two teams there and put the game in the KFC Yum Center, man.
Hey, there you go. Hey, listen, I'm good with that. Have Scotty D put the floor down in Freedom Hall.
680 and WDRB can promote it together.
Yes.
Now, you used to, if I'm not mistaken, Rick, you did, not play-by-play, but you did the analyst role for, what was it? Was it what's the high school showcase? The Derby Classic.
I did a little bit. Eric and I, we all rotated in and out of the seat, yeah.
Okay.
The long lamented Derby Classic.
Oh, I know. Yes. Yeah. I'll always remember. Go ahead.
Following even farther than the Kentucky Indiana All Star game, which isn't that tomorrow night in Owensboro?
Well, I forget. Do you know who the coach is for the Kentucky side? I can't remember who it is.
I think it's Eastern High School, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Eastern High School, and I apologize for not remembering, but Diener had him on, what was it, Mitch, Monday or Tuesday?
It was earlier this week.
It was Monday or Tuesday. It was Tuesday. Oh, man, no, it was Monday. I can't remember.
It was Tuesday. No, you're right.
Was it Tuesday? Okay. Lloyd Gardner set it up, Rick, and this poor coach came on the air, and he was just like, yeah, Indiana has a lot more talent than us, and they have guys going to, Indiana, Purdue, and starts listing off the roster, and he's like, we are who we are, we want to go up there and compete. We don't have the talent, and it was It was sad, man. Rick, yeah. it was one of the saddest things. I don't really care about the game very much, even though we're over here in God's country.
Right.
I'm sure Big Easy has a line for it. -10.5.
Oh, yeah, he'll be
Rick.
There.
He'll be there. Yeah. -10.5, I'm sure. He'll find his way in a suite there. But, yeah, it was. I need to send you the interview. It was, like, it was really, really sad for Tuesday morning.
In other words, he was saying we're going to try not to get blown out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
Basically.
Yeah.
Maybe wasn't a fan of the interview.
No, no.
Maybe was very angry about that.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, we're done. We're going to be done here. So, all right, Rick, I think we covered everything. I think we covered everything that happened this week.
We got it all.
I think we did. Take care. Yeah, we'll talk.
We didn't talk about Donovan Mitchell. We'll do that next week.
Well, I mean, Rick, you can't save him again.
When he gets the Jazz in the Western Conference final, then we're going to drag Mitch out again and see if he still feels that way.
Again, you know,
I probably
We're not holding it against you. You called, you know, Samardo Samuels, Karl Malone. You know, we're not worried about it. Just let Mitch sit in his bad take. Let him lay in the bed that he made, as they would say. We'll talk next week. Thank you, Rick.
Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, Rick Bozich with us, you as well, on ESPN 680 105.7. There you go, little Rick Bozich on a Thursday.
Rick Bozich on a Thursday, yeah. I like the DJ Wagner talk very, very much, so we'll see if the G League can woo him away from Calipari.
What is he right now? Do we know?
He's number one in the class.
Oh, is he number
one
right now?
He's number one in 2023, yeah.
Okay.
He's the number one player. Yeah.
He was near the top, obviously, but yeah. I didn't know he was number one.
Yeah, but he's number one. So, I mean, you got that, you know, dad played for Cal.
Mitch, they're going to be terrible. These Kentucky snipers with the recruiting, with Orlando Antigua.
Oh, yeah.
They're bad anyway.
Yeah.
But it's about to be – like, you guys are on the verge of being old school Kentucky. I'm feeling it.
They have a big recruiting weekend. A lot of
do
visitors
they really?
Coming
when?
Up this weekend.
This weekend?
They've got some, like, top
you
10
go down there?
Dudes coming in. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. If you were approached and it's like such and such recruit needs a little bit of cash money, would you give money if you knew you wouldn't get caught? Would you funnel money?
Would you take money
out of your bank account?
If I knew I was going to get caught for sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mitch, would you do that? Would you be part of like giving money so Satterfield could get, you know, a quarterback? I don't know a quarterback. I'm not trying to be snarky.
Right.
All right, then Mitch has got nothing. So
I mean, if it was like, you know, hey, you know, DJ Wagner is definitely going to come to Kentucky. Wink, wink. No one will ever find out about it. Yes. We need DJ Wagner, man.
How high of a number would you go?
I don't know. I'd have to see it.
Would you talk to your wife? Oh, boy. Wow. Look at that.
I don't know.
An answer.
I don't know about that. It's probably not.
Wow.
Maybe a little shuffling some things around the old accounts.
Ah, the old accounts.
The old accounts. Shuffle some
Look
things
at you,
around.
Little shuffling.
Yeah, a little shuffling.
$1,000.
That's a little rich for my blood.
What if it were like a Zion? And again, you're like a timeshare, or like when Cooper and John Ball,
right.
They all lose this bet where they they all put money in
for,
like a
yeah.
syndicate. Like you're like you
like
being
a part of it. It's like
yeah,
me
to be a,
and
to be a part
some
of
some other BBN and, Hulks.
Yeah, Nick Roush,
right?
Whoever,
TJ Walker,
whoever's
maybe a part
involved.
Of this. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like they're asking like for $1,000, $1,500 from
I'd
a bunch
pitch
of people.
In. Oh yeah.
No, but I'm saying from each of you.
From each.
Yeah, they want $1,000 from you, $1,000 from you, $1,000 from you. Yeah,
I don't
you
know
guys,
if I could do $1,000.
$1,000.
The wife would definitely miss $1,000.
$1,000. Yeah, but how many times is Amazon or Zulily or whatever crap she's ordering off the internet? You guys have spent thousands of dollars on
a pool
that you're not even getting put up for months.
But that's the pool was agreed upon. That's a different story. But like the Amazon Zulily stuff, it's like they're in small increments. I mean, she would notice like $1,000 bang out of the account. Like that wouldn't go over her head.
You could get someone to lend you $1,000.
You
may have a little loan.
You know what? I probably
loan.
Could. I might call Big Easy. That's nothing. That's a pittance.
You know,
Easy.
Big Easy farts out $1,000.
Exactly. Streamable here. I just left this on
That's
my car
point.
Floor.
It's a great
Here's
point.
Here's $1,000.
He'd charge
for
you interest,
Wagner.
Though. He'd charge you.
Oh, he would. Oh, absolutely.
He'd charge interest.
Yeah, he had some points to that. Oh, you better believe it.
Ents texts us. He goes, Strebel moves money around for OnlyFans.
I do not.
Bro, those are like $5-$10 yeah. unless you're in those secret chat rooms, right?
I don't know. I didn't know there were secret. There's all these chat rooms and there's secret chat rooms? Huh. I didn't know that. That's new information.
Texas says, did Stillman have to buy his girlfriend drinks all night when she forgot her fake ID?
That picture's
Texas says, does Stillman play golf in jeans?
I'm telling you, the jeans thing's a bad look.
Texas says, DJ Wagner is a given.
Unless the G League can step in. Well, that's the only word.
Texas saying DJ will go straight to the NBA, yeah.
It's not Calipari versus any other schools. It's Calipari versus the G League.
He's not going
to any other colleges.
I would settle. Maybe he wants to be his own man. You don't know anything about him.
I don't know. I just read an article yesterday.
Oh, here we go. Where'd you read an article?
It was Sea of Blue. There were some recruiting guys that were talking about it.
Yeah, you stole the content.
I didn't steal it. Copy and pasted it.
Yeah,
I didn't steal it. It wasn't me, but yeah, I read it, and it's basically Kentucky and the G League. That's what everyone's saying.
Mitch, are you alive?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm just making sure. We went to you then. There was silence, so I don't know if – we're on the air.
Are you mad because Rick doesn't agree about your Donovan Mitchell
thing? No one agrees with this crap.
If I was mad about that, I'd be mad at everyone.
Okay.
Everyone disagrees with me.
Well, I know you respect Rick, so turn that mic right off. Something is going on back there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did Ents arrive?
Is Ents there?
No,
is that
not
what happened?
No. I'm watching Oklahoma win the
softball NCAA
championship.
How about that?
5-1. Sooners. It's 2 years in a row, I believe.
Is that two in a row for them?
I think it's two in a row for them. I think so, yes.
Well, there you go.
All right. Go Sooner softball.
there you go. 437-9680. Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show. It's a Thursday, hanging out with you until 6 o'clock.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
And I know he's rich. Yeah. Listen, I know he's with women. I know he's rich. I know all that. That doesn't mean I can't
he's not
cut
with
him
women.
Down at
he
the knees verbally on AM radio.
Oh, he's not with women. He has
he's
a
not.
Kid, Mitch.
He's not.
And James Strebel.
Trust me, he's not.
You're joking, right?
Mitch. No, I'm not.
Mitch, you're joking. Stop. Mitch.
No,
trust
I'm not.
Me. Did you say trust me?
Trust me, he's not. How do you know what this guy's doing?
I know people.
Thing to, what a you know people. What are you
what?
Saying right now?
No.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, another segment to go. You know, I'm looking. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shop and Evergreen Liquors. I'm looking at a lot of college football gas bags right now.
Okay.
I continue to be stunned that Notre Dame's not going to have a shot at the bye.
It is crazy.
Other thing that's coming to light is being the number four seed might be the best.
How's that?
There's not a reseed.
Oh,
so
really?
If you're the one seed, you're not necessarily getting the lowest seed.
Oh.
There's no reseed.
Okay, so it's just that you get who you get.
Yeah,
like there's no
you get who you get.
Wow,
exactly.
Okay. All right. I like that.
Also,
there we go.
I am wondering how much this is going to be picked apart.
What, the college football playoff stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be picked apart tremendously.
Yeah, not only that, I wonder how many college football people just plain it simple aren't going to like it.
I don't see how you couldn't like it.
Well, here's the reason would be you're taking payroll over people. I mean, you're just blatantly taking money over the bodies of the players.
Right, the uncompensated players.
It is very in this day and age, mm-hmm. this is how powerful football is.
Yeah.
It's how powerful the NFL is. It's how powerful the football is, especially in the South.
Yeah,
especially
absolutely.
There.
The SEC, yeah.
In the power brokers that even in today's day and age where we are as attuned with that as humanly possible, and one side doesn't have a say in it. that still isn't going to matter because football is going to trump everything.
Absolutely. Well, I bet, does it change the narrative that – so this is probably not going to happen for another, what, 2 years?
A couple years, yeah.
Okay, so by that time, name, image, and likeness should be up and going. So there will be some compensation by that point, yeah. Some compensation for the players. And if you could be a playoff – like you said, like Tua, for example. I mean, Tua would have been in the playoff. Tua would have been the hottest player in the playoff. I mean, he's gonna, Trevor Lawrence, too, going to be raking in money from that. So I think maybe that eases that a little bit when you're talking about the players and putting their bodies
it
on the
might,
line.
A yeah. little bit.
So, a it, little it, bit. It, I'm not it saying might. It's going to cure everything, but that could be – like they point to that and say, hey, look, they are being compensated. Look.
Texas says, hey, Strieble, you got to start siphoning off the top now. Again,
a little skim.
Again, we were wondering how much Strieble would give if he knew he wouldn't be caught to land a big-time recruit at Kentucky.
Yeah, I could see that. It'd be like, you know, honey, I'm putting back for a new car for a nice down payment. And then, you know.
Well, no, the point of skimming off the top is you don't tell her.
I
know. Skim off the top.
But she, I would just, in case that she does notice, I have an excuse ready to go. Like, this is where the money's going, honey. Don't worry. It's all on the up and up.
Texas says, if Strieble's wife would have stuck with the doctor, she wouldn't be worried about a measly $1,000.
Well, you know.
It's a fair point.
It is a fair point.
It is a fact. It is a fact.
It's a fact.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, it's a fact. Unless the doctor's really bad with money and, you know, just pees it all away.
Texas says, Mitch, your point on Donovan Mitchell is valid. Look at the MVP voting. Look at that. A random texter riding in. Texas says, hey, big boy, who is your dark horse to win the Euros? I'm taking Italy. Who's in the Euros? We have any idea?
I'll just go and say my dark horse is Ireland. I don't know. They're in a European country.
Go ahead, Mitch. You got your mic on. Do you have anything to add to this?
Just pick a random European country, Strieble.
That's what I did. Ireland.
Okay.
Random European country.
Are they in it? So everyone's in it.
It
hasn't started? Mitch, have the Euros started?
It starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Who does Ents have?
I think Italy, right? Yeah, Ents has Italy.
Is that who Ents has?
Yes.
He'll be up 300 units by noon tomorrow. It'll be nuts. You'll be a millionaire.
Whoa.
Oh, you'll be a millionaire by $10 better. We'll have won $2 million by noon tomorrow.
And Ireland is not in it. So pick a different European country.
Portugal.
Okay.
All right, there we go, Portugal.
Mitch, I would love to know how many European countries you could name.
I used to be able
to name them all.
Yeah, back when we were coloring maps.
Yeah,
in,
I think it was eighth grade. We were required to know them all.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Man, you want me to start?
I need a list in front of me to check you. Yeah, I mean, go
ahead. I feel
ahead.
Like it's 75%.
Okay, let me get a list up. And
okay,
then,
well, hang
right.
on. Let's Strieble get a list.
Okay. Let me
this
do that.
What we're then doing at 5:42.
Yeah,
okay.
Are we doing Bolshevik blank here?
We need
we
to.
Don't know if
the
he's
process,
in the car.
Yeah, process ever
no,
takes
process
back?
Has ghosted me.
The process lets us down. I gave, you know, the sound we had of the caller who called in and said, it's a sad sight of double dogs on a Wednesday.
Yes,
you have Diener. And who's that? You have Diener and Blank.
And Blank and some guy from Churchill Downs.
Some guy from Churchill Downs. and I cut that sound for him this morning. I'm like, hey, play this. He had like 2 hours left in the show. I'm like, hey, play this. You know, 9 o'clock hour can be fun. Nothing. Sat
didn't
on it.
Play it.
Didn't play it. Just sat there.
I had a feeling he wasn't going to get back to me, so he has not gotten
no,
back
Blank
to me.
No, Blank threatened him.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Process probably told Blank, like, hey.
All right, let's play a Bolshevik Blank now
let's
just
do it,
in case.
In case.
And then we'll play one at the end of the show. Mitch, whichever one, we have two of them. I don't know why we do this, but here we are. Go ahead.
Comrade Blankenbaker.
I think it was the self-reporting done the day after the incident. Yes, I mean,
that's what he just said.
That's exactly what he just said. Or after Dino's threat to report it. No, I mean, Dino appeared to be, look, if you go by that timeline, appeared to be holding this in.
Right.
Threatened it. Then they reported it the next day. It still brings up an odd question of if you've totally disarmed him, why you still had the press charges? I don't know. But the guy did commit a crime. Okay, I mean, so
crime. Yeah,
I'm not,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I would also say that, you know, as far as like GAs and things like that being on the court, it seems like we have legislation that allowed that. And then
the recruiting videos, I know nothing about.
They probably didn't even know that they did it. You know, I mean,
what? Come on.
No, I mean, like, if a video guy produces a video and sends it to a recruit, like, does Chris Mack know about that? I mean, you know what I mean?
I almost fell out of my seat.
Chris Mack didn't know. Sound like Rick Pitino right there, didn't he? I didn't know what my assistants are doing. Deja vu all over again. Nobody knows anything over there. He had no, Mack had no, why should he have to know that?
Oh, man.
Plank. I mean, would Chris Mack know? Just the most.
Dieter had to almost fall over.
Dieter was like, no, Plank. Oh, he's like, Plank and Baker, no. That was great.
Texas says, who the bleep would pick Ireland LMAO? Listen, don't beat up Strebel over this. Don't beat up Strebel over this.
I was going to say, I have no idea. He said, pick a random European country, so I picked Ireland.
Texas says, Strebel would crack and confess to his wife about skimming within an hour. Here's what Strebel would be. You know how kids will, I guess, do kids still do this, say they're going to run away? And they'll pack. Do kids still do that?
Absolutely.
What a terrifying thing. Yes. What a terrible thing.
They do still do that. Yeah, I'm going to run away from home.
Your kids have done that.
No, my kids have not.
Oh, there it is,
There
it is, man.
Really? Yeah, absolutely. I've had students that, like, my mom, dad, I told them to run away. Yeah, absolutely. It's still a thing.
It's still a thing.
It's still
okay.
A thing. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then, you know, eventually they'd get down the road and they you know.
Oh, yeah. Then they realize, like, I have no money. I have no vehicle.
That would
I have nothing.
This. That would be this. 100% that would
this.
Be this.
Yes.
Yeah. Texas says, Mitch was required to know all the countries, but not the ones that started with a T or a D.
Other than Denmark, can't think of any other ones that start with that
here's
letter.
The thing. Mitch is back at the station. He's looked this up.
He's not cheating.
Yeah,
is
he's
Jason,
cheating.
No, I'm not
there?
Cheating. Ince is there. Ince is looking straight at me. Ince, am
sure
I cheating?
Is.
He's shaking his head no.
You got to name 44 countries.
There's no 44?
Way. No way. 44.
I think I can get 75. Whatever 75% of 44 is, I think
mean,
I can
there's
get.
There's some on here, man. I got big money that you have no idea. Big money.
You think you can get, like, over 30?
Yeah.
All right.
You would need 33 for 75%.
I was going to say, yeah.
Be 33. That's the number.
Yeah, I guess that is easy math.
Tell Ince, we're gas bags on the radio. Yeah, I'm not doing an equation.
That's easy
math. Talk about basketball. Yeah, get out of here with your plus 200 units. Anyway, all right. So
go ahead.
All right, go ahead, big guy. Let's go.
All right, start with England.
Yeah.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Let's go to Portugal.
Yeah.
Spain.
Okay.
I think Andorra is in between Spain and France.
What'd you say?
Andorra.
Andorra is...
It's a country, though, right?
That's all. Okay, you got it. You're good.
Okay, so up to five.
You're good.
Should Strebel know that?
That's
should
a good
you,
one.
Should you know that?
I'm at
I just
six.
Wanted to make sure. You're okay. At six, and Andorra's a good pull by you. Go ahead.
Okay. Belgium.
Yep.
Denmark.
Yep.
Netherlands.
Yep.
Italy.
Yep.
So you're saying that's 10.
Greece, yeah.
Okay, 11.
Okay.
Vatican City is its own. No, no.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is. It is.
It
okay.
Is,
Vatican
yes.
City.
Wow.
Yep, good.
Bosnia.
Oh yep.
Okay. Ukraine.
Yep.
Oh,
that's
boy.
14.
Russia's technically Europe, right?
Russia, yeah. They're
okay.
15.
Yeah.
Russia's technically Europe.
You're missing some big ones here. That
Turkey.
Turkey, yep.
Okay. Am I missing some big
You're
ones?
Some big ones. Yeah.
Iran?
Mitch.
No. That's
in the Middle East.
Yes, that's Middle East. Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think of countries that are in
it's
the
over
Euros.
By India.
I mean, you got six.
Germany.
Right
Germany.
Now.
Germany has a big one. I was surprised.
Right.
I was surprised
okay.
You
that was
one,
the big
yeah.
one. Okay.
Yeah.
Ince is talk. I can't hear you, Ince.
Yeah, Ince is like a caller at Matt Jones' KSR remote. Hey, Matt!
Hey!
Hey, Matt, I met you. Matt, I met you. I met you and your mama, and you were coming out of Rupp Arena and got a picture. And it's like, Ince, what are y'all doing? It's like when you go
yeah.
to do a remote at the fair, bunch of people. Hey, what y'all doing?
What y'all doing over there?
That's Ince right now talking
yeah.
to Mitch while
right,
Mitch is
Czech
concentrating.
Republic.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
I want to say Cyprus.
It's an island. I don't know if it's counted as its own country. I'm looking. I know Cyprus is an island. It is not. No, it is
not.
Not? No.
Damn.
No, no.
Texas says Italy. Italy is not a country. Texas says other than Denmark.
So Delhi, Cyprus is a country.
Huh?
Ensign Greer told me Cyprus is a country.
It's not on the list. I'm looking at the list right here.
I'm backing Entz and Greer on this.
Yeah, I'm
this.
Not.
Okay, so that's 14. Or no, that's 5, 10, 15. That'd be 19.
19, so I need 14 more? Good God. Okay.
I can count it, but it's not on this list at all.
Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Okay. man, I don't even know which ones I said already, so.
I'll remember. You don't worry about
Switzerland?
That.
Switzerland?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have not said that one. That's good.
I want to say Wales, but Wales is part of England. Is Wales its own country?
Kingdom. No, it's part of the United Kingdom.
Okay. Man. Jeez.
So I'm
at 20.
Yeah. Yes, you're at 20.
13 more.
Yeah, I don't.
No, you're 21. Excuse me, 21.
12 more.
Man, I don't know if I can get 13 more.
No.
That have I said Hungary?
You have not.
You've
okay,
not.
Hungary.
There you go.
Yep.
damn, I really thought I had this. I'm trying to dive into the mind of eighth grade Mitchell.
You've better than I thought you would.
You've already won in my book.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I'm impressed.
Okay, if I win in everyone's books, I'll stop. Because you're right, this is bad radio.
All right, so Enz says he knows the rest.
Go ahead, okay. Enz.
All right, tell Enz to put
a headset on. Just hop on mic 3 or mic 2. There you go.
Or mic 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move Greer out of the way. Get Greer out of there. Okay, Greer called U of L football boring today.
I'm still not seeing Cyprus.
Well, I just gave it to him. Settle down.
Last week, so they are a country. They have a national soccer team. They're a country.
Not according to this. Go ahead.
You sound hoarse. Are you okay?
I am very hoarse, but we're going to do this. First of all, did he say France?
No, he didn't. That's one of the big ones that I thought that he would get. He didn't.
No, I did. I said Andorra is between France and Spain.
Oh, but that's fine. If you want to count that, that's fine. I didn't count that because you said Andorra. Okay, that's fine.
All right, list them off, Ed. Let's go.
Let's see here. Lithuania, I don't believe he said.
Oh, right.
Correct.
I don't believe he said Bosnia.
He did.
He did.
Okay,
I don't believe
he said Serbia.
He did not.
Oh, man.
Croatia.
Yeah,
he didn't say
he's
that
hurt.
One.
Belarus.
Yep.
Kazakhstan.
He did not say that one. Say it again.
What? Kazakhstan.
I don't think Kazakhstan is it's not European. No, they're not.
Is that where Borat's from?
Kazakhstan is not Europe.
I'm about to kill him with this one. Liechtenstein.
Yeah, Liechtenstein.
Okay.
Greer enjoyed that one. Let's see here. I'm trying to.
You sound like Ronaldo kicked a soccer ball
in
the
really thorax.
There's still some big ones on here that y'all didn't get.
Slovenia.
Slovakia.
Slovakia.
Oh, how do I forget those?
Did he say Portugal?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
You're up to 30 right now.
Monaco, but I don't know if Monaco's technically a country.
It is.
Okay. Norway, Sweden, Finland.
There you go. Yeah, he didn't get any of those.
I totally forgot.
He also forgot Scotland.
Yep.
The United Kingdom is four countries.
I think we're past 33.
You didn't say Austria either. Austria is the big one.
I'm so mad I forgot about this freaking Sweden, Norway,
Netherlands. Yeah.
Iceland, Greenland.
Greenland, both
of
those.
I love Greer in the background. He's like, I have been to every
I've been to all these countries.
I have been to every one of these places.
I've had a meal at each one of these countries.
I have had the local fair at every one of these places.
I have friends in each of them.
I have a wardrobe for each one. I know what the locals like to wear.
I don't know if you guys said Iceland, but he's like,
he did.
He's like, I dare. If you say Latvia or Iceland,
Jeff knows.
I got a free bed and a hot meal waiting for me.
Jeff knows the traditional meal in each one of those countries and does not know how to pronounce any of them.
Boy, your voice sounds bad.
You know what? Get Ents out of here.
Texter says Ents sounds like a slightly younger Joe Biden.
Well, that should make him happy then.
Joe Biden's he could run longer than you. I have if you and Ents right now, if you and Biden lined up, I would take Biden to run longer than you. 100 times out of 100 times. Texas says I wouldn't have got 4.
Between the two of y'all did a very good job.
You did a solid job.
Very impressed. Yes, very impressed. Especially the Ents coming there at the end saying all the ones you missed. But you did miss some biggies, man. Missing like Austria and Finland and Norway and Netherlands.
Texas says utter than Denmark.
I had family in Denmark.
I'm not going to read that one.
Uh-oh.
It's a Greer one.
Oh, no.
It's a Greer one.
No, not Greer.
437-9680. What do you want to pivot to end today's show? I was like, we were going to do some more Mac there.
Right.
But now there's no reason to wedge a Chris Mac clip here
right.
In the final 3 minutes of the show. Yeah, there's just no reason. Oh,
no.
I got to get to my sad headline. You
yeah,
ready for this?
Yeah, yeah, what is the sad?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna
he said a sad headline that I would like.
Hang on. I'm going to have to find this now. I should have had this ready. Oh, goodness. I should have had this ready.
I've already had one good haymaker with a can Orlando Antigua do this with Ross McMahon's dribbling the basketball.
Hang on. Hang on.
All right.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Here it is. Your
all
boys
right.
at the State of Louisville, the blog.
Oh, our friends.
Our
yeah.
buddies.
Yeah, our buddies at State
I don't
of Louisville.
I don't know which one did this. About the Louisville TBT.
No. Okay. Okay. Man. I really hate
many Louisville fans have said that we have nailed this, that we are right on our take is. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Louisville TBT is still in dire need of funding.
Oh, my God.
Anything helps, praying hands emoji.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's sad.
It hurts me, man.
God, that's sad.
Oh, that hurts me. It absolutely hurts me, man. It's the word dire.
Dire.
It's the word dire.
It's dire need of money.
D-I-R-E. Boy, save that for the mixtape. That was D-I-R-E.
Dire need of money.
It changed that entire sentence.
I don't want to click and look and see how much is in the GoFundMe.
I'm looking at it right now.
I saw it 2 days ago. And it hadn't gone up from the original amount earlier. So
it's got 4,600.
That's what it was 2 days ago.
Okay, I don't follow it. So.
I'm just saying. I looked at it 2 days ago, and it hasn't gone up from 2 days ago. That makes me sad. Give Shane some of your money so he can play. Give Shane Mahanan some money. Donate. Do it. It is the most Louisville basketball thing ever, man. It really is.
Now it's to the point to where it's making me a little bit sad. It's making me a little bit sad.
So,
not you, me. Now I'm being affected by it.
But, I mean, if they can't raise the money, they can't have the team. Is that what I'm understanding?
I don't know.
I don't know what the money's for.
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. I was just asking the question.
I would imagine the money's to get guys in town.
Yeah.
So if they have to go somewhere, you
sure.
know, a hotel
accommodations
room.
Accommodations and meals
yeah.
and such and, you know, man, dude.
Mitch, have you given?
No.
Well, what are you waiting on?
Do we feel like everyone around, do we feel like people at the station have given?
I think
maybe Blankenbaker.
I think Blankenbaker,
Ennis, Biscuit. Maybe my top three.
Wait, you have Biscuit? I don't have Biscuit.
I don't have Ennis or Biscuit.
I don't have Ennis either.
I've got
no.
Rummage and Maven.
Ennis has let it be promoted on a show. That's invaluable. That's what he's
I don't think Maven and Rummage have contributed.
That's their baby.
Boy, that's blasphemous.
Again,
they've given a lot of airtime,
that's
though.
True.
They've
give
given a lot of airtime.
Exactly.
And they released the names.
Listen, I need to know.
Who's given?
I would love to know. Like, I need
to
has Michael McCammon given? I need to know if Jody's given. I'm not trying to be an AH. I need to know.
It's all public. Just go to the GoFundMe and look who's seen
it. Yeah,
but
there's anonymous.
Oh. Some people will put anonymous
there's,
on
yeah,
that.
There's a
yeah.
bunch of anonymous ones.
Yeah, absolutely. I just Louisville fans, listen, you say you're big.
You say your big boy basketball donate.
Your damn money.
All right, get it. Give us a Bolshevik blank to end the show, if that's okay. Soccer City with Casey Whitfield and Jeff Greer. She gets first billing, and Jason Entz in his raspy voice. Jason Entz was going to crush someone today.
I'm sure.
But that's not going to happen now, given that he can't talk. So go ahead, Bolshevik blank. Have a good night. Back at it tomorrow, 3 o'clock here on The Take.
Moscow Mark.
You know, Dan is one of the best ambassadors that we have on campus. We've just been able to fund and start construction on, I think, soon, that indoor facility for the, you know, that Kroger's put their name on. So that's going to be a big part of the program that he's going to be able to recruit to, you know, have an indoor and a legit indoor facility. You know, but the one thing that we can't do here that they do there at LSU and at Ole Miss is we can't have these awesome February crowds. Because that's too stinking
and
cold.
We can't have the crowds they have, period. I mean, the LSU will get 10,000 fans a game. Oh. It's not.
Yeah, yes.
Never.
But in the
postseason. And they're going to be tailgating. And they're going to be the crowd.
Tailgaters.
Mark, don't compare the fans tailgating at Louisville to LSU.
I understand.
Don't do it.
I get it.
Nate Huber was showing us last night, Lord of the Sales, with his pictures from when he goes down and umpires down there.
I know.
They pick up your bags. They have nameplates.
It's like a valet.
It's you're treated like a Major League Baseball player.
But, like you're at the Masters.
Yeah, and that's just a side thing for them. But I mean, yeah, that's the best. It's
yeah. If I get it. Yeah. I get it. You don't have to sell
We have some fans at the regional.
Well,
like, come
we
on.
We do have good late season
we
fans.
We do.
But they don't show up in February and March.
And there's also not 10,000 of them.
No. Well, our stadium is not that big. But we have a great environment.
Admit.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.